Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland. Take the step into new markets with the Market Discovery Fund. globalambition.ie/steps.
You're listening to Breakfast Business with Vincent Wall, and we're joined now by Ahmed Younis, Chief Executive of the Arab Irish Chamber of Commerce. Ahmed, thanks for taking our call. Despite all the impact on the domestic economy here last year because of COVID-19, Ahmed, our overall exports continued to grow largely because of the multinational sector, but they grew strongly as well to a whole range of Arab countries, up 6.4% last year.
Yes, good morning, Vincent. Yes, isn't this great news? Up by 6.5%, which is at 2.45 billion. And if you actually include services as well, Vincent, you can nearly double that figure, nearly close to 5.18 billion. It's a great result.
Yeah, and Saudi Arabia, I suppose, no surprise, by far the biggest export destination for Irish countries in the region. United Arab Emirates as well. They both constitute about half the total exports. And we might come back to the types of goods and services we're selling to those two countries in a minute. But what's particularly promising, I think, about what you're reporting this morning, Ahmed, is the range of countries from Iraq in the east, right across North Africa to Algeria, where sales have increased. Well, probably from a low base, I presume.
Yeah, the Arab world consists of 21 countries. And, you know, what we're exporting to the Arab world consists of 80% consists of soft drink concentrated, baby formula, pharmaceuticals, computers and dairy. Also, Vincent, you know, the Arab world is an increasing population. Like currently, it's at 420 million people. And it's forecasting to increase by 500 million by 2028. So all those people, there's a lot of customers. They're all demanding the commodities and food.
And take a country like Algeria, which you've kind of specified in particular. What type of goods and services are they looking from Ireland in Algeria?
Algeria is one of the countries. It's up by 40%. And, you know, the biggest exporting to Algeria would be mainly soft drink concentrated, pharmaceuticals and dairy. You see, Vincent, the Arab world it imports close to 90% of its food and services, especially the GCC countries. And Ireland, you know, exports 90% of its food itself, which is a great match, really.
And I see eggs as a significant export product to a number of different countries in the region.
Yeah, it's very close to my heart, Vincent. When you do hear a small SME company in Ireland exporting to the Arab world, that Nestbox is one of them. We're based in Monaghan. It's amazing that, you know, you can export your eggs, and within 36 hours, it can be somewhere in the Arab world where someone is having a boiled egg. And it's lovely to see it coming from County Monaghan.
Indeed, absolutely. That's a good story indeed. Is it difficult? I know you say that there's support from various agencies, including Enterprise Ireland and Board BIA, and from your own organisation, to link companies up with customers in the Arab world. But is it difficult? Do you need to spend a fair bit of time building up those customers? Do you need to, when you can, physically travel to the region to establish contacts?
Yeah, Vincent, it's like anything. When you start your business first, you know, you have to know what your service is. You have to establish who your customer is. And we always recommend, especially from Enterprise Ireland, Board BIA, or the local Irish embassies in the Arab world, that you do your research. You know who your customer is. You know, hopefully when the pandemic is lifted, people get to visit the Arab world and see what it's about. But I think during this lockdown that we're all facing at the moment, working from home, I think it's a good time to start looking at the Arab world, doing your own research, you know, and making the contacts within the local, you know, in the local countries in the Arab world with your, you know, you have Enterprise Ireland, you've got Board BIA, you've got also, you know, Irish Jordanian Business Council, you've got the Dubai Business Council. There's a huge amount of network that you can actually start connecting now to see if your services would match, you know, the demand.
Unfortunately, Ahmed, one of the key factors we see about the Middle East, and this is just the way it's reported, including the 10th anniversary, unfortunately, of the violence in Syria, is of disruption and tensions in some countries and potential political turmoil. Is that a factor, do you think, in putting some Irish companies off from exporting to the region, which I know is very diverse and most of it very peaceful, but that concern about political turmoil, which might interfere with trade, obviously.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. It's very sad what has happened in Syria, you know. But we're a non-political organization, the Arab Irish Chamber of Commerce. Now, if anybody is looking to do business in the Arab world, you know, it's got 21 countries. You know, you have 21 countries that you can deal with, and I would always recommend that you do your research. You know, for example, you mentioned, Vincent, Algeria is up by 40%. Qatar is up by 33%. Jordan is up by 28%. And connections is very, very easy now to the Arab world, especially in the last 8 to 9 years. You know, you've got close to 5 airlines who are traveling to the Arab world. You've got Emirates, you've got Etihad, you've got Qatar Airways, Al Arabia, it makes the Arab world closer. It makes the whole world smaller as well.
Okay, well, it's a very positive and encouraging trend, and long may it continue, and long may people in the Arab world continue to consume eggs from Mona and Ahmed. Ahmed Yunus, Chief Executive of the Arab Irish Chamber of Commerce, thanks for joining us this morning.